Yes, come on in. Sarah, it's good to see you. I know you haven't been in class lately, so I wasn't sure if you'd make this meeting. Yes, I know. You've had a lot going on and you've fallen behind in your classes. Well, I don't think I need to tell you that you're failing my class. Here, have a seat. Go ahead and close the door. There we go. And let's just talk about this for a few minutes. I understand that you've had some things going on in your private life and all of that and Right. And I completely empathize with that, but I have standards in my classroom. This course is not just something you can phone in. So, what are your options? Well, you could withdraw from the course and take it again in a different semester. Oh, okay. So, that's not an option you like. Well, what do you think? What can you offer? Extra credit. Okay, that's I'm not sure if there's actually enough extra credit opportunities left in the semester. I mean, we're running out of time now, and well, you've missed a couple of major assignments, and I know you're a very creative girl. I'm sure you can think of something besides extra credit that could help you get the grade that you need to pass? No ideas, huh? Well, I've heard you've been doing some extra credit with Gonzalez over in the Spanish department. Oh no, don't need to blush or worry. This is a small college and we do talk. But I don't think it's exactly public knowledge. And your sociology professor too, I see. Well, you've garnered yourself a bit of a reputation. Yes. Well, I was thinking that maybe we could come to a similar arrangement. Oh, no. What, you think because I'm a woman, I don't have interests? I've seen what you've been wearing all semester, when you've bothered to come to class anyway. Those tiny little skirts that don't hide very much. No bra. I mean, I do stand in the front of the classroom. I can see everything. So tell me, are you willing to work on this project with me? Oh, now don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure you can figure out. Well, we can figure out how to make it worth our while. Your first time with a woman. Well, I think you'll find it I think you'll find it very interesting. Go lock the office door. Yes, now. At least, well, the first part of our project anyway. Come back over here. No, I want you. I'm gonna push back from my desk. I want you to sit on my desk. Right in front of me, like that. You ready for this? I've been wanting to touch these legs of yours all semester. So smooth. Yes, I can tell you're an athlete. Oh. Yes, open your legs like that. Let me stroke your thighs on the inside too, up underneath this skirt. I know what kind of girl you are. I know how you're going to make it through college. It's just like this, isn't it? Driving your professors crazy, those sexy little outfits. And then turning those big, innocent-looking eyes at them and batting your lashes. I know better. I know you're no innocent. But that's okay. Neither am I. You're as responsive as I thought you would be. Jumping. So I trace your lips through your panties. Sensitive there, aren't you? These thighs of yours. I just have to have a taste. I need to taste you. Right here. On my desk. That's it. Wiggle them off. I want to feel your thighs on each side of my head. Fuck, you smell good. Nothing so tasty as co-ed pussy. You like that, don't you? I'm awfully good with my tongue. Eat you alive. No, don't close your legs. I want you to stay just like that. And I'm just gonna sit back for a moment. And look at that pink, swollen pussy of yours. So wet and ready. And I might have a little bit of a surprise for you. Well, I'm not just any woman. Yes. Yes, take a look at my big, thick cock. Oh, you are surprised. But very interested, I can tell. I think you are very pleasantly surprised at what I've been hiding. And yes. gonna feel as good as it looks. Big and thick. Yeah. Now keep your legs open. Put a finger down. Spread that pussy for me. I'm gonna stroke this cock of mine and look at that pussy of yours. Oh, fuck, that looks good. You're practically drooling. I knew it. I knew what kind of girl you were. A cock-hungry slut. I'll tell you what. I want you to slide off that desk. And I want you to turn around and bend over my desk. Bend over and present yourself to me like the little cum slut you are. That's right. Pull those cheeks apart. Oh, fuck, look at that pussy. Oh, yeah. Now look over your shoulder at me. Yeah, bite your lip like that. Fuck, you look so good. This is only the first stage of the project. Only first time. You're gonna need to come by my office hours more than once. But right now, I have to be so fucking deep inside you. I need to feel that pussy of yours pulse around this cock. Oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. You feel so So wet. So tight and hot and fuck, I love your teen cunt. Oh yes. Yes. Oh yeah. No, don't push back. I'll give it to you. I'll give you every inch of this fucking cock. Just you wait. Oh fuck. Yeah. Fuck. I fucking need your cunt. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck it. Shut your mouth. I don't want anybody to hear you. Fuck it. If I've got to cover your fucking mouth, I will. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You fucking love my cock, you dirty little slut. Yes. Oh God, I'm gonna pump you so full of cum. I'm gonna pump you so full of cum. Yes. Oh fuck. Oh. No, don't move. Don't pull away from me. That's right. Stand with your back against me. You feel my breasts pressing against you? Next time. Next time I'll have you ride me so you can lick and tease my tits while you ride my thick cock. That was an excellent first work session.